This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, July 6th, 2011. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Local support for Ozarks at Large comes from The Amp, Arkansas's music pavilion, welcoming the dance and party recording artists The B-52s with guest Ultra Suede on Thursday, July 14th at 7:30 p.m. Reserved seats are still available, as well as lawn seating, where children under 12 are free with an adult. Lawn chairs and blankets are welcome. Tickets and more information are available at ArkansasMusicPavilion.com.
Later this hour on Ozarks, the Regional Art Museum in Fort Smith is closing in on opening day for the new space on Rogers Avenue. Guys and Dolls is prepped at Walton Art Center, and Jim Carr discusses marketing basics with Roby Brock from TalkBusiness.net.
First for this Wednesday, some state financial matters. State officials say Arkansas took in more money than expected in the just-finished fiscal year. But at least one financial observer thinks the report includes troubling news about the new fiscal year. State economist John Shelnut says the state has an estimated $94 million surplus last year and that all categories for the state budget were funded.
The main contributors were from individual and corporate income tax collections. We had a lot of doubt about those earlier in the year, but they did turn around and drive this result.
Corporate and individual income taxes pushed the total state revenue in the fiscal year that ended June 30th to $4.5 billion. But John Shelnut says the weak sales tax figures are a big red flag.
Key categories that we look at are sales tax and individual withholding. And those, at least the sales tax, looks fairly weak at this point. It is a major category of revenue. So I think there are still reasons to be concerned.
Shelnut says the threat of slow job growth could further weaken sales tax collections and income withholdings as the state enters the new fiscal year.
Governor Mike Beebe says sluggish sales tax collections indicate spending by the state's residents is obviously down.
It could be the result of having to spend more money on higher gasoline prices and therefore having less disposable income for other items, which would generate sales tax. It could also be a reluctance on the part of the people to continue spending or to be more guarded in their spending because they're not yet confident that this recovery will last.
The governor's office, as well as the offices of the state constitutional officers, released spending figures yesterday. As Kelly McNeil from our content partner KUAR in Little Rock reports, most state constitutional offices say they finished the fiscal year under budget.
The Office of Secretary of State Mark Martin issued a press release Tuesday saying the office came in about 18% under its operating budget. Martin had come under fire earlier this year for spending on a car and on consulting services. Martin suggests the savings be used to prevent cuts to the foster care system or to enable further tax cuts. But Governor Mike Beebe says that's not possible right now.
Any money that's left over can't be used. I mean, till the legislature comes back in and appropriates the money. I hope they'll lower what they request next time so that they won't have so much left over, and that money will be available to be distributed to things like foster parents, foster Medicaid, and et cetera.
Beebe's office ended the year about 23% under budget. The Attorney General's office had about 16% left over, and the State Treasurer's office left about 17% unspent.
That was Kelly McNeil reporting from Little Rock.